Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the theme, Education. Lesson 13, Heaven, Education, and Eternal Learning. Tuesday, then shall we know. Then shall we know. Then shall we know what we haven't found out yet. In the first letter to the Corinthians, the Apostle Paul writes in chapter 4, verse 5, the following. Therefore, judge nothing before the time, until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts. And then shall every man have praise of God, those who love God. And in chapter 13, verse 12, we read, for now we see through a glass darkly. So in those days, they hadn't glasses as we have today. It was dark, and you couldn't see very clearly. In those days, young ladies who wanted to look at their beautiful faces somewhere had to go to a lake and look into the water. So they liked washing, because then they could look in the water and look at the face and then wash and look into the face. It was as if you had a class you could look in. For a long time, people weren't able to look into a mirror. It's an invention which is not so old as other things. And in those days, you had no mirror, but only metal, which was polished, but it was not so easy to see the face clearly. Therefore, Paul says, for now we see through a glass, a mirror, darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. Here, we cannot see the whole picture. That's impossible. Corrie Ten Boom, this lady from Netherlands, who with her sister and her father had hidden some Jews in their house, the watchmaker house, but then it was discovered, there was a traitor. And then they were sent to prison, and her father died there. And it was a hard time for Corrie. And later on, she wrote many books. And in one of these books, she describes secrets of life are like the following. You see a carpet, and it is woven. And from time to time, you do not like the structure of the colors and say, oh no, I do not like this very much. Couldn't we change that? But it isn't changed. It is the carpet of your life, and it is woven. When you are with God, the carpet is turned around. You have always seen the back only. And then you see it in front. And then you say, oh, how beautiful. That's the carpet of my life. this is the structure. Oh, great. Thank you, Lord. Then, now, then shall we know. And then we will understand. And then we will praise him and say, oh, thank you. You knew it in advance. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.